powerful and continuing expressions of nationalism. From the prominent displays of flags and bunting to the ubiquitous lapel pins, the fervor to show patriotic nationalism, both on the part of the regime itself and of citizens caught up in its frenzy, was always obvious. Catchy slogans, pride in the military, and demands for unity were common themes in expressing this nationalism. It was usually coupled with a suspicion of things foreign that often bordered on xenophobia. Examples of such patriotic zeal may be found in the ever-present yellow ribbons showing support for U.S. troops to the plethora of American flags and bunting at large public events such as the Super Bowl. Disdain for the importance of human rights. The regimes themselves viewed human rights as of little value and a hindrance to realizing the objectives of the ruling elite. Through clever use of propaganda, the population was brought to accept these human rights abuses by marginalizing, even demonizing, those being targeted. When abuse was egregious, the tactic was to use secrecy, denial, and disinformation. In November 2007, former federal judge Michael B. Mukasey was sworn in as Attorney General of the United States, despite contentious confirmation hearings focused on the issue of torturing prisoners. He replaced Alberto R. Gonzalez, who was criticized for his part in crafting the Bush administration's secretive legal arguments permitting the torture of suspects. Mukasey, who served 18 years as judge of U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, presided over the trials of Omar Abdelrahman and El Said Nosseir, the convicted bombers of the World Trade Center, in 1993. The trial of Jose Padilla, the man declared an enemy combatant by President Bush and the only person convicted in connection with the 9/11 attacks. And the lawsuits between World Trade Center leaser Larry Silverstein and several insurance companies over damages stemming from the 9/11 attacks. Identification of enemies, scapegoats, as a unifying cause. The most significant common thread among these regimes was the use of scapegoating as a means to divert the people's attention from other problems, to shift blame for failures, and to channel frustration in controlled directions. The methods of choice, relentless propaganda and disinformation, were usually effective. Often, the regimes would incite spontaneous acts against the target scapegoats, usually communists, socialists, liberals, Jews, ethnic and racial minorities, traditional national enemies, members of other religions, secularists, homosexuals, and terrorists.